welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast with Paul Sullentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Today's guest is Laura Uyar. Laura is a sophomore libero on the Wichita State volleyball team. She is from Izmir, Turkey. She's here to talk to us about the earthquake that has devastated the region on the Turkey-Syria border. I'll give you a few updates on that. The combined death toll has surpassed 22,000, with around 75,000 injured, according to the Washington Post, thousands more homeless. Rescuers are, of course, fighting the clock, the cold weather, and a region that is already troubled by war. So, Laura, let's start by giving us some background. Tell us about your hometown. Izmir seems like a very interesting place, traces its roots back to Alexander the Great, and was built by the Greeks. It is Turkey's third most populous city, located on the Aegean coast. Describe your hometown for us.
To be honest, I'm in love with my city. I live next to the sea, and then I can go to beach in like 15 minutes, 20 minutes. There are so many things to do in my city. I live in big city. I think the most popular city and then the most beautiful city in Turkey. And also Izmir's people are so helpful to everyone. And then...
tell us about Turkey, for those of us who are not familiar. Describe the country, the people, the way of life.
Turkey's people are so helpful. They're like so warm to everyone else. And then let's talk about tourists. And then they're like coming to our country. And then we're like helping them a lot. And then we have so many historical places. And then like you can learn about history from Turkey in Turkey. And then... you can go to the beach, and then, like, we have famous beaches, and then we have pretty beaches. You can have so much fun in Turkey. Yeah.
Yeah, pictures look beautiful. Describe the Aegean Sea for us.
Actually, I have no idea about it, but it's, like, warm. It's not that big, like, ocean. It's, like, covering with the mountains, you know? And then when you're, like, swimming in the sea, you're, like, feeling safe. It's not like ocean. And then there are, like, no waves in ocean. And then I messed up.
So very calm. Just good for swimming, good for sunbathing,
yes.
Those kind of things.
Yes.
Is there a lot of seafood? What are your diets like? What's the menu like in Izmir?
We have different seafoods. Actually, I don't know in English their name. But like also, I want to talk about rakı. I don't know, have you heard about it?
No.
It's alcohol. But like... I think rakı is different than other alcohols. Like, it's kind of different because if you want to drink it, you're like feeling something, you're an emotion, and then you're like drinking with the seafood. Like, it's kind of like coming with the seafood, you know?
Sure.
And then...
so it complements the food or works with the,
yes,
with the menu.
Yes.
Right.
It's like so, how can I say it? I don't know. It's like so famous in Izmir in Turkey because we have different type of seafoods.
What is your favorite food from home? What do you miss most?
Calamar. I really like it.
Calamari? Squid?
Yes.
Okay.
I really like it. I think it's the best food ever, seafood ever. And then, yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds very good. How did you first learn about the earthquake?
I was just looking at my Instagram, and then my friend sent a text to me. And then I saw it. I thought it's like they're like people are sharing in the past picture, like, oh, something happened in 1990 or whatever. And then I saw the pictures. I'm like, what happened? Like, everything is fine, actually, in Turkey. I thought like that. And then I just saw the news, and then I felt so bad because it was, like, really big earthquake happened. I'm like, oh, my God, like, what am I gonna do? Is my family okay? Are my friends okay? I was really upset about it.
How close to Izmir was the, or is the earthquake area?
I think with car, I'm not sure, but like 15 hours, maybe. Okay. Yeah.
So quite a ways away.
Maybe 10 hours. Like, I'm not sure. Like, but it's far.
Okay. And the earthquake, how has it affected friends, people you know, family members?
My friends, they were playing volleyball, and then they were pretty successful, and then they passed away. Yeah. Also, I got news today. The Cyprus team, volleyball team, and then they're like so young, like 12, 13 maybe. And then they came to the Turkey to play tournament. And then they were staying at the hotel. And then they got stuck in the building. And then everyone died. I think only they saved one person.
Okay. Boy, that is tough to deal with. So you knew members of a volleyball team that were in the earthquake area and
passed
away. Yeah,
some of them.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Okay. What's it been like living far away from home, living in the United States and dealing with all this? How do you handle this kind of a situation?
This is too hard for me, actually, because I was with my family all the time. I was with my friends all the time, and I love my family and my friends. And it's kind of hard for me, but I love being in the United States because of my friends and my teammates, my coaches. They're like helping me a lot. They're like making me happy. You know what I mean? They're like supporting me all the time. If I'm upset, they're like asking me, Laura, are you okay? What's the problem? And then I'm talking to them and then I'm feeling good after that. But like, it's pretty hard because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You're like, they're like sleeping and then you just wake up because they're like 9 hours between these countries. And you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And right now, I'm feeling so bad because the fault lines are broken. And then it might affect another earthquake. It might happen in my city, in Istanbul. And then they're like saying, it's going to be a big earthquake. And then this is kind of scary for me because I cannot do anything here. Like, maybe just I can send help to them, and then I can share something on my Instagram, on Twitter, you know what I mean? But like, I cannot go there, and then this is so painful for me.
Sort of a helpless feeling then.
Yes.
Who on the team or on the coaching staff, who have you leaned on to, you know, to talk through this, to share your feelings and get support?
Addie, actually. She's my best friend. She's always next to me, like, we're always together. And then actually everyone, like, she's my roommate too, because of that we're like all the time together. But like, everyone, if there's a problem, like, they're like seeing me because I'm always happy. I'm like, oh, today is, you know, it's so happy. And then they're like seeing me and, Laura, what's the problem, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And then Laura, just tell me, like, what happened? I can help you. And then I'm seeing the problem. They're like, do you want to go get coffee? Or, like, do you want to do something? Like, just call me whenever you want. I'm like, thank you so much, guys.
When you are going through a difficult time like this, is it nice to have, I've got volleyball practice, I can get this off my mind. I've got class, I can get this off my mind. Do those kind of routines help?
Yes, yes, a lot.
Yeah. When is the last time you were back home in Turkey?
I went back to Turkey on Christmas break.
Okay.
I was with them like for a month. and I felt so good. And I came here, I was recharged. I'm like, I'm ready for everything. Like, I can pass my classes again. I can do better during practice.
How often are you able to communicate with friends, family, and in Turkey during this episode?
I talk with my mom and my dad like 2 times in a day because they're not sleeping for me. They're like waiting. They're like awake until 4 a.m. sometimes. And then they're like, Laura, do you want to talk? And then I'm like, okay, I'm just done, like, out of class, you know? And then I'm calling them and my friends, like, 2-1 time in a day. But every single day, we're talking.
And do you follow news of what's going on in Turkey through social media? Do you follow it through newspaper websites, television news? How do you keep abreast on what's going on?
I'm watching news, and then I'm seeing the news. Sometimes I'm seeing from Instagram. I'm looking at the news, but like I'm feeling so bad after that. I'm just gonna like I don't want to look at it. Like, but I'm still wondering it too. But like, I'm like no, I'm not gonna look at it because like I'm feeling bad about it a lot.
So too much is, sometimes it's too much to keep up with all of that.
Yes.
Okay. People in the United States, people around the world, I'm sure have been very helpful. What is your recommendation if someone wants to help the people who are injured, who are struggling over in Turkey?
You were like saying about like how can people help Turkey, right? I'm not sure because we have a team, we call it AFAD, and then you can send money to them. And then they're like, when you send money, and then they're like getting the blankets and then like some, like everything, you know what I mean? You can send money and then some social media accounts, and then you can send them to, and then they're like seeing. I forgot the link actually, but I can share with you after that.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
And I've seen some. I can include them in the show notes for this, so that okay. When people listen to it, they can maybe have some options for helping out. Okay. Well, we mentioned the Shockers are in the midst of spring volleyball practices, so we'll change topics. Tell us about spring volleyball. How's it going?
It's so good, actually. I'm so glad to be back. And we're, like, working hard. And then limbo all the time. Work hard, work hard, work hard. And then we're practicing. And serve and pass. Defense. Hit the ball. You know what I mean? It's going so good. And, you know, we have goals. Big
sure.
goals. And then we need to work hard. We need to push something through.
Hi, this is Rick Neuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Shockers finished last season strong, played in the NIVC. Having that kind of finish to the season, does that help push you, propel you, give you some momentum going into the spring?
Yes, actually. We thought we could do it better, like finish it better, but like we couldn't do it. And then we were like, we need to work hard. And then we talked. Like all teammates, we talk, and then they're like, I did mistake. I supposed to do this. Like everyone just tell like everything. And then we're like, okay, we figured out, and then we're going to work hard. And we have to improve ourselves in everything.
In this part of the early part of the spring practices, is there a particular emphasis, parts of the game that you're really hitting hard now?
Actually, not yet, because we're practicing technique. You know what I mean? Like, we're like passing, oh, put your shoulder, blah, blah, blah. And then we have only one team practice, and then we're like working hard, and then we're like giving everything during this practice. And then everyone is like helping each other. If you did something, they're like helping you, like, you need to fix this. And then she goes, oh, okay, I got it. I think we're gonna achieve that goal like that. Like, we need to be all together.
You have six newcomers on the volleyball team, all came in this spring. Yeah. What's it like blending that group in?
Actually, they're so nice. They want to do something like us, like achieve that goal. And then they're like working hard, and then they're so nice. Also, we're like helping to them a lot, like, you know, you should do this, and then you should go there, and then blah, blah, blah. They're still trying to get to know each other. And then some of them, Brooklyn, she's my roommate. She's so nice. I'm so glad she's my roommate. Yeah, we're like getting along very well.
Laura, tell us about volleyball in Turkey and how it fits into the national scene. How popular a sport is volleyball there?
Everyone thinks soccer is the most popular sport in Turkey, but I think we're so good at volleyball, and our Turkish national team, it's so good. And we have three leagues, and then one of the first one, we call it the Sultan's League. They're like playing professional, and then they're like earning money a lot. And then also they're like playing on national team too. And then the second one, first league, and the third one, it's like second league. And I was playing on the first league. I was doing pretty good. And what else?
So soccer, is soccer a popular sport?
Yes.
Okay, how about basketball?
Basketball too, but like, I think basketball is not exciting for me. Like, it's not interesting for me. Because of that, I don't know about basketball in Turkey. But, like, we're good at it, too, I bet.
Sure. Have you always been volleyball? Has that always been your favorite sport?
I like soccer, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand that you recommend Turkish TV shows to Gretchen Torlein, one of the academic advisors here at Wichita State. What kind of Turkish TV shows do you recommend?
Oh, my God. This story is so funny. Last year, she was trying to yes in Turkish. I'm like, what are you saying, Gretchen? And then she goes, I'm trying to say yes because I'm watching, like, Turkish show. I'm like, how? Like, how did you find it? And then she was watching something, and I don't remember that. And I was like, do not watch it. I will say you something. And then she was like, what is that? And then I said, Sen Çal Kapımı. It's like romantic comedy. And then she really liked it. And then she was trying to say good morning and then good night in Turkish. It was so funny. I love her a lot.
So you're trying to help Gretchen out with some Turkish
yes.
words.
Also Brooklyn too.
And Brooklyn, okay.
She came home and then she downloaded Duolingo, and then she's trying to learn how to speak Turkish. She's just like looking at the words, and then she's like keep saying "I drink milk" in Turkish, but it's so much funny.
Okay, that's a good opportunity. Brooklyn Leggett is the teammate you're referring to. She's one of the newcomers. You also made reference to your good friend Addie Badley, who is a returner, one of the shockers that is back from previous seasons. What's your favorite Turkish TV show? And can you get these on Netflix, YouTube? How would you watch a Turkish TV show?
Yeah, you can watch on YouTube. I think they have it. And
do you have a favorite?
Yes, I do. I like Mechizir. It's kind of like romantic, sometimes comedy, sometimes drama. And the second one is Sadakatsiz. And then basically he is cheating on her and his wife. And then it's kind of drama.
So we've got some romantic drama going on. The first one, say that again and maybe spell it for us in case there's somebody out there that wants to try to watch this.
M-E-D-C-E-Z-I-R. We call it Mechizir.
Okay.
I really like it.
And how about, have you picked up any favorites in the United States? Do you watch any American TV shows?
I love Friends, How I Met Your Mother, and then, yeah, those are my favorites.
So your transition to the United States, what's been the most interesting things? What have you found yourself liking about living in Wichita in the United States?
It's a good question. Actually, before I came here, they were like saying, American people are like so cold. They're not like helpful or whatever. And then I came here, like everyone is so helpful and they're like so warm. Like even you don't know her like him. And then they're like saying, oh, good morning. I'm like, oh, hi. You know what I mean? And then this was surprising for me. And what else? I never think about this question, actually.
We are friendly people here, especially in Kansas. Yeah. We Kansans are very friendly. Yeah. How about food? Is there something you've picked up that you really enjoy here?
Actually, I don't like American foods because Turkish foods are really healthy. And then you guys have fast food like pizza, burger, and it's kind of like, no. But I love Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that is a common theme among people who, athletes that I talk to that come here from other places. The food is always a big adjustment. There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
All right. Well, Laura, thank you very much for sharing your story about about Turkey and about the problems going on down over there and soccer volleyball. I appreciate your time.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We encourage you to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com.
It's over! It is over! Ladies and gentlemen, say it slowly and savor it. Wichita State is going to the Final Four for the first time in 48 years.
Unbelievable. What a scene, folks. The Shocker fans are just going crazy in the stands.
Just maybe the greatest win in the history of Wichita State basketball.